It is 24 minutes past 8 on a beautiful Monday morning. It is the Morning Line program. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chithluk. And it is April, and you know we're talking about different things happening in our community. And April is Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and there's a commencement happening today at about 12:30. We've got Paulie Andrews in the studio to help help illuminate what's happening with this event. So welcome and good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Good to be here. So, yeah, today we're having the Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month commencement, and it's going to be taking place at the Anchorage Native Primary Care Center in the lobby, and it'll happen over the lunch hour. So, yeah, and what we're going to have is a bunch of groups coming together, the community coming together. We're going to hear special remarks from Deputy Chief Kenneth McCoy. We're going to hear from Alaska Native leadership. There's going to be dance groups performing, including Achilkuk singers and dancers to open for some entertainment. And Princess Warriors are going to be there dancing. And then we conclude with an awareness walk at the end of the program at 1:30. We will all be wrapping around the ANMC campus. So come on over and just wear your blues and wear your teals, because that's the color for this month, and bring your drums if you have one, and join us for your lunch hour at 12:30.
That sounds fun. And so you mentioned Achilkuk as well as Princess Warriors. Traditional dancing coming to the campus there?
Yes. Achilkuk is a traditional Yupik and Chupik dance group led by Asi Gayagayok. And we're going to be there sharing a few songs, and as well as South Central Foundation's Princess Warriors. It's an intertribal group. We'll be sharing a song. So, yeah, it'll just be a fun time.
Have you seen cultural traditions being part of a greater kind of health and self-care?
Yes, absolutely. That's a really good question. You know, the message behind Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is that we want our elders to lead the way in ending the cycle of violence by, you know, being the first to share. And when our elders are the first to share their stories, they are giving us the courage to be able to do the same. And another traditional value that is a part of the philosophy and a part of our values as Native people is that our men are going to stand and lead the way and use their strength to protect our families and not to harm. So we want to shift that message from pointing men out as being a part of the problem of abuse to being a part of the solution. So stand up and use your traditional value of strength to protect our families and lead the way.
Kind of a strength-based philosophy versus a deficit-based, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we know that our Native people are extremely strong people who have had values to raise our people for thousands of years and many, many strong generations who have gone through many things. So we know that when we come together like this, for example, for this commencement, you know, we're shedding light on the issue. We're understanding what it is we're up against, and we're also in it together. We're giving voice to the issues. We're saying, you know what, it's going to end now, and it's going to end with me in this generation.
And so we'll see some of that showcased today at 12:30 at the Anchorage Primary Care Center campus over there at 4320 Diplomacy Drive, right off of Tudor. So thanks so much for coming by.
Yes, and just one more thing that I wanted to mention is that each Friday this month, a different organization is going to be spotlighted. So this Friday, Priceless will be sharing a presentation, and these also occur at the lunch hour every Friday, 12:30 to 1:30. Free CEUs will be given for this presentation, and Priceless will be presenting on the topic, and the topic is called Building the Case for Change, the connection between childhood abuse and sex trafficking. So we encourage you guys to come on down for that. And if you have any questions about these programs that we have going on in the month of April, we can be reached at South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative at 907-729-5440.
Thanks, and I think we'll hear more about that later on this week. Thanks so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you for having me, and enjoy the beautiful day, and I look forward to seeing everyone at 12:30 today.
All right. Thanks very much, Polly Andrews. Thank you, Frank Chites. Look, it's 8:30. Brett Denon, Vandeveer, Trampled by Turtles, all to come.